Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Tailored for Success. This is your host, Sharice Taylor, your Take It to the Top coach. And today we are talking about demonstrating courtesy in the workplace. Demonstrating courtesy in the workplace. It's something that we all want. We all want courtesy and respect from our supervisors, our managers, our colleagues. But are we getting that? Is that a common practice, as it should be in the workplace? I want to talk about five quick ways, wonderful ways, that you can show courtesy to your colleagues. And again, just want to reiterate that leadership has nothing to do with your title. It has to do with your daily actions. That's what creates a leader. That is what creates, it's part of what sets the foundation for being a trailblazer in your career, in your company. And so I want to just talk about some of these. And again, people will listen to these and they'll say, well, that's just good common sense, Sharice. But we all know that common sense is not so common in all workplaces. So I want to just talk about these and touch on five that I think are just great ways for you to demonstrate courtesy to each other. So again, it's not about title. It's not about your salary. It's about your daily actions. And number one for demonstrating courtesy is to listen attentively. Listen attentively. And what that means is that when someone is speaking, you are giving them your full attention. You're looking them in the eye. You're putting aside all other tasks. You are focused. You are giving verbal and nonverbal cues that you are tuned in. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Oh. Say more. Those types of things, letting people know that you are attending to the words that they are speaking. That's hard to convey when you're still finishing up the email and they hear click clack it on the keyboard while you're talking to them on the phone. As best you can, give that person your full attention. Listen attentively. Turn off the other noise that's going on in your head. Sometimes we're thinking about what we want to respond, how we want to respond to what the person's saying. And that's okay to some degree, but you want to keep that internal self-talk to a minimum as well, just so you can really truly tune into what the person is speaking to you. Number two, invite people to share their ideas and consider those ideas. Maybe just, you know, getting input on something. Maybe you are working on a project with a team. Supervisors and managers, this is a big way that you can demonstrate courtesy and respect to your subordinates. Invite them to share in. Ask them for their opinions, for their ideas. That helps to also make people feel valued. And people want to feel valued in their workplace, like what they think, what they feel matters, that it's important. So invite others to share, you know, what do you think? I'm thinking about doing this. Do you have any ideas? What's your perspective on this? You know, that is a way to also build rapport with your colleagues and with your subordinates as well. So invite and explore ideas from others. Number three, meeting deadlines. Meeting deadlines, that's another way that we can be courteous. So if there's a deadline on a project, you know, and they're saying, I need you to have A, B, and C done by next Tuesday, then a courtesy is actually to have it done a little bit ahead of time would be the best practice. But meeting your deadlines, meeting the expectations of your colleagues as far as, you know, the work that you're supposed to contribute, if it's a group effort, if your manager, supervisor has certain expectations, making sure that you meet those expectations. And if there is going to be a delay, making sure that you convey that ahead of time as well. So it's best to meet the deadline and to be ahead of the deadline, but if there is going to be a delay, then conveying that clearly to your colleagues or supervisors so that they can make appropriate accommodations if need be. Number four, keeping control of your personal space. Personal upkeep. Keeping control of your personal space. And I'm going to go out a little bit on a limb and say keeping care of you is also demonstrating courtesy. Okay, making sure that your grooming is tended to, that your clothing is tended to the best of your ability, that you're not doused with your favorite perfumes, your favorite sprays or colognes. That's being sensitive, no pun intended, to some of the sensitivities, perhaps, of your colleagues. So you want to keep yourself up looking, you know, properly groomed and well put together. And this, you know, this affects when we're, you're doing business dinners, you're doing business meetings, you're having regional meetings and things of that nature. You want to be on your best, looking your best and presenting yourself at your highest. So making sure also, though, getting back to that first, your personal space. Oh, we all get busy and things get shuffled a little bit here and there, and that is to be expected. That happens to the best of us. But every once in a while, coming back and assessing and saying, oh, my gosh, you know, because we have so many office spaces now that are open, that are shared. And so you want to kind of check in with that every once in a while and make sure that not only that you're presenting yourself in your dress and your grooming on a daily basis at your highest self, but also that your workspace is kept pretty tidy. And that's going to help with the flow of your work coming in and coming out as well. So that's a benefit to you as well as your colleagues. And the fifth one is to use people's names. I'm taking a course right now, and that's one of the things that they emphasize is that it is so important to use people's names. A person's name is the sweetest sound to their ears. And so when you're meeting people, when you are working with people, to pause and, Kim, thank you so much. Hi, Kim. How are you? Do you mind if I share something with you? It just takes 5 minutes. And that's getting into another topic about interacting with your colleagues at work. But, yes, you definitely want to use people's names. And it also, using people's names, especially when you're in a networking or you're in a situation where you are just getting to know people, or you're getting to know a lot of different people, that's going to help cement that name into your mind and remember it in case you need to use it for later reference. It's wonderful when it's been some time since you've talked with someone or made their initial acquaintance and you remember their name. That is magic. That is great. So I just want to very quickly review. Demonstrating courtesy in the workplace is what we're talking about here today on Tailored for Success. Number one, listen attentively. Listen attentively. Two, invite and explore ideas from others. Three, we want to meet our deadlines. Meet our deadlines. And if we're not going to be able to meet them, to give a courtesy call or give a heads up to the team, to your supervisors, and let them know that there will be a delay so that if there are changes or any explanations that need to be given to others who are relying on the result of that project or what have you, that they have that understanding ahead of time. Number four, make sure that we're keeping ourselves up as far as your dress and your grooming. And you can go to Tailored for Success and listen to past episodes. We've talked about that on the past. We'll probably talk about it again. But making sure that you keep yourself up. Just basic hygiene and keep upkeep of your clothing and those types of things, and also personal upkeep of your workspace, especially if you're in an open office or shared space. I want to make sure that you check in every once in a while. We get busy and we have to run. Just check in and say, hey, you know, maybe I need to sort this pile of papers or get rid of these old candy wrappers or old water bottles that I keep saying I'm going to take to the recycle bin. Whatever the case may be, but just checking in every once in a while, making sure that your space looks appealing. And lastly, use people's names. Use their names. It could be someone that you've interacted with for years and years and years. It's just, it's a way of saying, I'm with you, I'm tuned into you, and it's acknowledgement. And on top of that, once again, it is the sweetest sound to anyone's ears to hear their name. That is everything that I have for this week's episode of Tailored for Success. I thank you so much for joining me. If this has been helpful to you, I would ask that you please share this out on your social media, email the link to a friend, and encourage them to give it a listen as well. Until we meet again, remember this, the best is yet to come.